On today's show, Season 7, Episode 2, My Way or the Highway, I'm going to talk about letting go of self-will and taking yourself out of the driver's seat, figuratively, sometimes. Coming up on your favorite podcast show,
Cup of Dao,
starting right now.
You're listening to Cup of Dao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit.
Hey, what's new? Note that this episode and the season one first episode, along with the next two episodes, three and four, are all released at the same time. Kind of like a Netflix or Hulu season, except I'm not releasing the whole season all at once. I don't like it when things don't go my way. How about you? I have expectations, and it's frustrating to say the least, when things don't go as I think they should. Let me give you a quotation from Chapter 7 of the Tao Te Ching. By placing himself in the back, he soon finds himself out in front. Because he doesn't have any expectations, he doesn't suffer any disappointments. Thus, it's only because he lacks self-interest that his interests are fulfilled. Are there times in life when we need to figuratively step out of the driver's seat? These are the moments when it would be best to defer to wise advice from others, or maybe recognizing that I have to let go and let nature, God, higher power, the universe, fate, chance, support systems, or whatever it is, take over. Because my way is not working. I alone can't solve this problem. I alone can't make things happen the way that I want them to. I may not even have the ability to cope alone through my own skills if things are at a state where change is hard, if not impossible. I have always said, don't make things worse. But sometimes, you alone can't make things better either. Some people call this process letting go. But to others, they may feel like that's some sort of hopeless resignation. Some call it allowing someone or something else to take the driver's seat, in situations especially where you can't control them. Whatever concept works best for you is the one you should stick with. One of my biggest flaws is trying to control things, trying to fix things, some of which are beyond my abilities. And quite honestly, I get very down and depressed when I feel hopeless over some situations. Yeah, your fearless leader is vulnerable to this too. Remember, I'm not some guru sitting high on a mountain telling you how to climb. I'm over here climbing my own mountain. But I'm thankful to have some knowledge of Taoist philosophy. Well, depending on who you talk to. One of my reviewers on Apple said I don't know anything about it. But anyway, we can certainly try to do our best at letting whatever is going to happen, happen. And then deal with it or cope with it as best we can with the wisdom we've obtained. Let's take a break. If you would like to connect with me or learn more about me, go to my new website, mcclish.me. That's mcclish.me. mcclish.me. Also, check out my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms. Get it where you get great books. If you love the podcast, you'll love the book. We also need to find and use support. Don't put the weight of everything entirely on your shoulders. That's way too much stress to deal with. What are some things that you're trying to control that you can't? How can you cope or deal with these things? Also reflect on where you can get support and strength, and then make sure you use that support that you found. That is your assignment for this episode. Work on this before moving to the next episode. And on that note, I'll see you next time. That's it for today's show. I look forward to seeing you next time. May peace and love be with you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day.
This podcast is a Coach CMC production.